The following is an unrehearsed interview with me, Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program is Brian Wilson of KGLA Radio in Algona and Eric Van Sickle of the Waverly Newspapers. Brian, you can start off with a question for me, and we'll go back and forth. So when I'm done answering Brian's question, you jump right in, Eric.
All right. Thank you very much, Senator. I guess, first off, can you give us an update? I know there was supposed to be a meeting today. I don't know if President Trump was supposed to meet with officials and talk about the renewable fuel standard, but there's been a lot of discussion about some things Senator Cruz is trying to do with the renewable fuel standard and what that might mean to producers in Iowa. A lot of nervous producers around here, I guess. Can you give us an update on how those talks are going?
Yeah. I'm not sure I can give you an update on how the talks are going because I've been on the fringe of them, except for two meetings at the White House in which no decisions were made. The one that you're talking about today was canceled Friday, either Thursday or Friday. And I think maybe that might be good news because everything we'd heard from oil about doing anything to certificate process connected with the renewable fuel standard would just ruin the ethanol industry. So people are trying to come up with something that might be a compromise. And obviously, I can't say if I'm for a compromise because I'm not going to do anything that hurts the ethanol industry. So we do have some time here, and I think that time ought to be used by the grassroots telling the White House not to do what the oil industry wanted, just put a flat cap on these certificates or have a waiver program. They need to call the White House and make their voices heard. Can we go to Eric?
Yes, Senator. President Trump had initially said that he would like to see an age limit upping for long rifles being purchased from 18 to 21, saying that since 21 is the age to be able to buy handguns, but 18. Is the age limit for long rifles, but why not have it up to 21? But then just it was announced today that the school safety issue has been released, and that includes Army teachers, but does not include the increase of the purchase age for long rifles, including the AR-15. What are your feelings about that? Do you feel that the National Rifle Association had lobbied the president to go away from his initial thought?
I don't know whether you can actually lobby a president or not. Particularly, this president has very strong views. I think he still would like to raise the age to 21, but I think he doesn't pass laws. He can only sign laws, and and I think he's taken a kind of a feeling of what the mood is on Capitol Hill about raising that age, and he wants to get a lot of other legislation passed, and I think he's backed off of increasing that age to 21 and wants to proceed with Senator Hatch's bill to help stop here's the title of the bill, Stop School Violence Act of 2018, and that would be basically grants to schools to help identify kids that are at risk. So maybe you can preempt some of these people that go off and want to do this massacre that we've had recently. Then there's Senator Lamar Alexander's School Safety and Mental Health Services Improvement Act, which is kind of to help schools if they want to hire psychologists and things of that nature to maybe likewise identify kids. And then maybe most importantly of all, Senator Cornyn's fix to the database where if you want to buy a gun, they got to check with the FBI because most states aren't submitting all those names. And so we got to get that system working so people that are felons, people that are domestic abuse, people that have mental illness can't buy guns in the first place. Back to Brian.
Now, Senator, last week the entire Iowa delegation sent a letter to President Trump urging caution when it comes to the tariffs that he had proposed, especially with NAFTA partners, Canada and Mexico, just because of some of the things they could do to the Iowa economy. And I guess maybe give me your thoughts on how that has transpired over the last few days, and I guess where can Iowa's economy still be impacted if maybe China or someone else has these tariffs imposed on them?
Yeah. Well, first of all, I would praise any president that wants to get us a better deal in international trade, and particularly to tackle countries that are unfair in their trading, because we like to say free trade is okay as long as it's fair trade, but when foreign governments subsidize their products, then that is an on-level playing field for American manufacturing. So we're not going to badmouth the president for trying to do better, but we have had some history with this type of thing, and this is what the Iowa congressional delegation is responding to. We've had these embargoes or tariffs put on in the past, and we find out that usually agriculture is the first one affected by a foreign country that wants to retaliate. And that's what scares us very much. And I hope that the president takes that into consideration. I think maybe good news is that he's already moderated to some extent by making some exceptions for Canada and Mexico. Now, that may be to give more leverage to getting a better NAFTA agreement. Maybe that's part of it. There's going to be talks this coming Saturday with some of the Trump people, with Europeans and Japan, because they are military partners of ours, and there's some reason to think that they should be exempted. So the extent to which he was all out for a 25% and 10% tariff on aluminum and steel, and moderating it by having some exemptions, that may help. Now I think we're ready for Eric. Is that right?
Yeah. Just going back to the school safety deal, one of these things that a lot of people, especially in your party, have been advocating, and the president has taken this up too, is to arm some teachers in combating combating invaders, basically. Do you believe it's wise to arm any teachers at all, or do you feel that that should be left to professionals like law enforcement or even our military?
If my answer doesn't make sense to you, feel free to follow up with another question. But I'd answer this question a little bit like I would anything dealing with our schools. I think less decisions made in Washington, D.C. about education, probably the better off we're going to be, because we're such a vast country and our population is so heterogeneous that what works in New York may not work in Waverly. So I've been answering this question this way. The first time I answered it was when I was in Burlington for a town meeting a couple weeks ago. But I'd say Burlington or Waverly. Let the Waverly School District decide whether or not they want to arm teachers or not. But I think common sense would tell you, even if they wanted to, they probably could right now without Congress doing anything, but you'd surely want to, people like that to be properly trained, and you wouldn't want to force teachers to do it. But I don't think teachers think of their job as that, and I'd like to have local people do it. We only have 5 states where teachers, there are some arms in schools as a result of teachers. Do we have... Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but do you feel it's wise to allow teachers to be armed?
I think it wouldn't be wise to let teachers make that on their own decision. That would be authorities ought to make that decision, the people that run the political subdivision. The last question will be from Brian. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Brian. You're going to get one more chance than Eric did.
I guess The last time we had talked, you had mentioned that you were going to be working on tax reform. Obviously, that has been taken off the plate now. That's been done. So I guess what's next? What are you going to be working on now?
Well, last week and this week, it's all about reforming Dodd-Frank so it doesn't kill the community banks. And still, it will remain the tough regulations on Wall Street, because Wall Street created the depression, or I should say the Great Recession of 2008 and 2009, and now we're in a position where it costs a lot of money to meet those regulations. The community bankers did not cause the recession, so why should they have to pay and be regulated as if they're a Wall Street type? Thank you, Brian and Eric, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.